patience, discipline, concentration, understanding.
Hello and welcome to English with Justino, a podcast designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. This podcast is for those already speaking a little English at an intermediate level. The idea here is to listen and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way. The way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Enjoy.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you are listening. This is more of a lesson today than a story. It's a summary of ideas taken from The Art of Listening, originally published in 1958 by Dominic Barbara. There are some excellent ideas in this late work that I would like to share with you. These ideas apply directly to you as a podcast listener and a language learner. Active listening is very important when listening to a language you are learning. Included here will be some questions and answers throughout the story in order to pause and allow you to take in the information. Hopefully this helps your understanding. Some of the concepts in this lesson are a little more advanced English, but I'm going to repeat the important things more than once. I suggest you listen to this podcast many times if you want to improve your English. Download it and listen while you're in line, driving, walking, cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do when you listen to podcasts. It's important to hear these words more than once to remember and become familiar with them. And, as always, please visit www.oyejustino.com to find a transcription for this podcast. Listening to and following along with the transcripts is a good way to improve your language skills. Please send me an email and let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Listen closely for new vocabulary in the story and how they are applied in everyday conversations. By the way, the vocabulary is all highlighted in the transcripts. The main concept of this lesson is to think about how to listen well. In order to listen and understand, you need three important things: patience, discipline, concentration. I will say these again for you soon, and fortunately, the translations for these words in Spanish are all very close to English words. And now, the lesson. Listening is an art. It requires patience, discipline, and concentration. To listen well, it requires more than just allowing sound waves to enter passively into your ear. Good listening is an active process that demands alert and focused participation. What is required to listen well? Good listening demands alert and active participation, and it requires patience, discipline, and concentration. As an art, listening requires knowledge and effort. It's a mental skill which is developed primarily through training and practice. If you want to learn how to listen well, you must proceed as you would in learning any other art, such as music, painting, architecture, or acting. You have to learn the basic essentials of productive listening, and you must practice faithfully until you have mastered the techniques. Why is listening an art? Because being good at an art requires you to learn basic things that are essential, and you must practice them faithfully. The art of listening is not something you can acquire through shortcuts. The good listener listens between the lines. You constantly apply spare thinking to what is being said, and you're not thinking about what to say next. You're thinking about the meaning of what is being said. What is a shortcut? A shortcut is a path you take that uses less time. Does a good listener take shortcuts? No. A good listener constantly applies all of their thinking to what is being said, not to what is going to be said next. And while being attentive to what is being said, you are also aware of the facts both being said, both verbal and nonverbal. What are nonverbal facts? These are important things going on in a conversation, but they are not being spoken. The practice of an art requires discipline. For this reason, it is important that you are in the mood and want to listen. Dedicating a period of each day to serious listening, which is the opposite of what we take part in when we meet with friends or family, or while you are listening to music or social media. Many times these things are just in the background. Why is discipline needed to practice an art? Because art requires a high level of understanding and mastery. In order to achieve this, you must work hard and be concentrated. Concentration is also a requirement of good listening. Most of us have difficulty concentrating. we take a strange pride in doing a number of things at the same time. We look at social media, read, talk, eat, and drink. We find it impossible to sit still, to be silent, to concentrate on something specific for any length of time. We become nervous and fidgety and give in to our anxieties. We turn to almost any form of busy or compulsive activity. Social media is a common answer. Concentration is needed for good listening. What is concentration? Concentration is the action or power of focusing one's attention or mental effort on one thing. Concentration is focus without distraction. Why do we have difficulty concentrating? Many people like doing a number of things at the same time. We take pride in doing many things, but then we don't concentrate deeply on any one of them. In order to concentrate fully when listening, we should be patient with ourselves. This virtue is important to develop and requires discipline and concentration. In the age of speed increased by the use of social media, video games, internet, smartphones, tablets, and computers, modern humans are trained to think we lose out on time when one pauses to concentrate. We have a fear of missing out, of losing something. We feel compelled to listen only to those facts, or what people are saying in short blurbs or tweets, as quickly as possible, with as little effort or concentration as possible. To linger on in reflection over a certain situation or fact goes against our ideals. What is a virtue? A virtue is a beneficial quality or power of a thing. The virtue that is important to develop is patience with ourselves, and it requires discipline and concentration to do well. In learning to concentrate, it is important that you remove distractions in the path of your listening. You can then be alone with your inner feelings and thoughts, and can give yourself and your surroundings whole interest and attention. By concentrating intensely, you can keep your ears fully open, and at the same time be curious and alert enough to tune into what is being said in front of you. You can then listen without confusion, worry, or mental disturbance. With concentrating and listening, it is essential that you give full attention to the situation or person at hand. By doing so, you learn to live fully in the present, in the here and now, and to evaluate things as they are without distraction. Concentration and good listening demands active participation. It involves keeping one's mind in a state of relaxed alertness, open and flexible to all relevant changes in a given situation. To listen with an active and open mind also involves giving a speaker a chance to present all of the facts rather than allowing ourselves to jump to premature conclusions or think about what we are going to say in response. The effective listener is constantly on the alert to find something interesting in what is being said and attempts to keep the discussion moving and alive by either asking productive questions or by adding something constructive to the situation as a whole. The ineffective listener, on the other hand, is on the defensive, planning answers or questions designed to make less of what the speaker is saying, or using criticism to further only selfish motives. The productive listener develops listening skills in order to direct full attention to the basic idea. Learning to utilize this ability by focusing energy toward the true meaning or subject or a situation instead of getting lost by trying to remember every fact that is heard. A productive listener is also less impressed by the persuasive power of the speaker and is more concerned with getting to the heart of the matter, to understand the facts of the situation. Patience, discipline, concentration will allow you as a listener to have effective comprehension. Comprehension is understanding the true idea or meaning of what is being said and heard. Listening is an art, and because it is an art, it takes practice to achieve mastery. Good listening is an active process that demands alert and focused participation. And that's our lesson for today. I hoped you enjoyed listening, and I hope you understood everything. The art of listening is very important to learning a language. If you don't understand all of the words in this story, don't worry. The English in this lesson is a bit more advanced. Don't try to memorize anything, and be sure to relax and enjoy the language. Also, as I mentioned before, I would suggest listening to this again and again. Once you hear the same words over and over, you will begin to understand and your English will be at a higher level. Also, the transcripts will be posted for this episode at www.oyehustino.com, and you can listen and read along at the same time. I would love to hear where your comments are. Please send me a message at english@oyejustino.com or visit our website to find transcripts, podcasts, and vocabulary flashcards. And again, see you next time. Bye-bye for now.